Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the JT Fox podcast. On this podcast, we talk about everything on this network, everything from celebrity, from interviews, which we have today, Michael Douglas. We had Pacino and Stallone and Chris Voss in the past and many, many more. You can look at previous episodes. We debate the news. We talk about the news. I talk about how to turn income into wealth. And also, always trying to find out how to get that edge in uncertain times with so much stuff going on all over the world. And appreciate everybody listening here today. And now my interview with Michael Douglas. And for those who don't know me, I've had some of the biggest A-list celebrities, some of the biggest billionaires in the world, an event called Mega Success. It is the premier world's top event. And it will be my last one this year. And so I want to sort of go over an interview I just did with Michael Douglas. And if you guys want to go to Mega Success and attend the last one with, 80 plus countries around the world, tons of billionaires and A-list celebrities, we are going all out on the finale. And it will be the last one. There's not a marketing pitch or anything. Just these celebrities, it's just become out of control how much they charge and good for them. I mean, being shut down from the pandemic and people pay them because they're worth it. But there comes the diminishing return and egos. I'll have to tell you the lowdown on the next one as well too. In addition, if you want to do business with me, this is the idea of this podcast. I love that people listen to it and love it. Let's do business together. Go on the link below here. Come to the founders, come see how billionaires and multimillionaires and how we turn income into wealth. And if you want me to fund your deals or your companies, whatever it is, this is what it's meant to be, to do this in order to find ways that not only entertain you, but first and foremost, do business with you in any kind of capacity. The links are all in the comments there as well. Enjoy my exclusive interview with Michael Douglas.
Oh, do you think there's a chance that you and I perhaps can be in a movie together?
Not a chance.
What about
you can do a comedy.
Comedy, but what about this? I'm working on being a singer.
Right?
All right, stop, collaborate, and listen. Ice is back for a brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me.
I think you should keep his day job, guys.
Oh, my God. You're killing me. You're killing me.
What a nice reception. What have these guys been doing on their break? I don't know what these guys are doing.
They are the most amazing, loyal audience in the world, but it's such an honor to have someone, your presence. I mean, this is the second most important thing you've done today. This was the most important. The other thing is a star in Hollywood. I'll give you a star. Here's a hat.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? But how come you only just got a star now? Like Big Bird, it has a star. So how did you just
I waited. I mean, they asked me a lot of different times, and I waited. Quite honestly, I mean, it's a nice honor. They've asked you to have. I got a star on Hollywood Boulevard, the Walk of Fame. It's about six stars. Thank you. And the cool thing is, it's about six stars down from my dad. And worked it out. My father is there, so we had a nice ceremony today. My dad was there. He's 102 years old in December. Thank you. Jane Fonda and an old friend of mine, Ron Myers, who's a Universal area. They kind of did a little spiel, but
and wife was there too.
Catherine was there.
Yeah,
my wife
was
there. My son.
I was
Cameron
secretly
was
praying she was going to come here.
I
mean, I like
know
you
were. I
we
know,
like
that was
her
the first
better.
Question you asked me backstage.
Yeah, I know. I mean, she's
hey,
hot.
I said, "Where's your wife?"
I mean, you landed one of the hottest women on the planet.
I'm very blessed man.
Greed
that's
is
another,
good.
That's another
Greed
story.
Is good.
That's another story. I told her the fact that I'm still there. The first night I met her, we were at a film festival in France.
What was your opening move?
I'm gonna get there, JT.
I'm trying to.
So,
I got like 400 questions.
I had just finished my promoting a whole picture called The Perfect Murder with Gwyneth Paltrow and Viggo Mortensen. I just the last stop, and I'm there, and I'm finishing up my work, and I see the next day. This movie, Zorro, is coming to town, and I had just seen it before, and so there's Catherine Zeta-Jones, and I went, wow. So it came to town, I said, listen, find out if she's coming, if she's for the festival, if she's coming alone, and maybe I could have a drink with her or something like that.
You didn't talk to her about Teldar Paper or
no.
Blue Horseshoe Loves, Anaconda Steel?
No, I kept away from all that stuff. And she came, I said, yes, she's happy, we'll have a drink with you and all that. So let's just say, I don't know how you guys are when you finish like a big promotion deal, you're going nonstop. You never stop. But I did it, so it was my last night. So let me say, maybe I tipped it back a little more than I should have. Catherine was off doing her promotion stuff. She came back and we're talking, and we found out we had the same birthday the same day. We had the same day. And I turned to her and I said, you know, I'm going to be the father of your children.
Whoa. Wow. And what did she say?
She said, you know, I've heard a lot about you. Good night. So I totally blew it.
Yeah, and that's not a really good opening line.
No. But to get back to today and the Hollywood star and why did I do it, I did it. There was a little larceny. I have a television series coming out on Netflix on November 16th called The Kaminsky Method. So all of a sudden, I woke up and they've been asking, wait a minute, I've been doing this 50 years now. 50 years already. I wake up and I said, so let's have my 50th anniversary. I first started this in 1968. Shoot, now it's 50 years later. Let's do a Hollywood Walk of Fame 10 days before. It's a good promotion vehicle to announce the Kaminsky Method. So that's one of the reasons why it ended up being this time and not another time. A little self-serving.
Yeah. But I paid for your flight, so you can go in there. You should have had them pay for your flight, so I could have saved on the flight.
We actually negotiated, and the money that you were going to give me for my flight, I put in my pocket. You see, and they took the thing.
Again.
All right. So the
greed is good.
Well, in the right frame of mind, yes. Yes.
Is this Wall Street 2 now or Wall Street 1?
Wall Street One was Bupkis now, right? Wall Street One, everybody looks at the figures and numbers. It's a phenomenon. It was a great script, a great part. I'll never understand why people went goofball over Gordon Gekko. The guy went to jail. You know, I had more guys, more drunken Wall Street guys. Hey, you're the man. Hey, you're the man. Hey, Gordon, you're the reason I got involved in this. I said, I went to jail, buddy. I went to jail. Nah.
That's a movie.
Yeah, that's a movie, yeah.
But was the actual script of Wall Street, Gordon Gekko, was that actually based on somebody or was it just fictional?
No, fictionalized.
Because everybody claims to be that guy. Like, I've met that guy. He's like, that's based on me.
It took different pieces. Ivan Boesky was a leading guy at that time. He took part of his, he was a shareholder of TWA, and part of my big speech, the Greed is Good speech in the United States of America, was coming back from him. It was a guy named Asher Edelman, who left the country for a while. So it was a group that Oliver Stone sort of took the best pieces of and put together.
Did you think that Wall Street 2 should not, it was obviously not as good as the first one. It's hard when you have one great iconic movie. And it's not like there's no shortage of parts for you. And I'm sure they probably tried for a long time to get to do a Wall Street 2. Do you like regret doing that or you're happy doing it? I mean, it's not a bad movie. It's just not
You always take a chance when you're going to do a sequel. I did a picture called Romancing the Stone. And we did a sequel called The Jewel of the Nile, you know. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But on sort of serious subject matters, and a picture that was as well received as Wall Street, and we had Oscars and all of that, probably was not a great idea, you know. But you have different reasons. I mean, at that particular time, that was the best option that I had in my life, working-wise. I wanted to work and everything else. This came up, and compared to what else I had offered to me, that was the best opportunity.
So you still have tons of energy, and obviously you've been doing this for 50 years. So I'm going to ask you a question. Why not just, I mean, you've got the hottest wife on the planet. You've got more money. You know you could do this. You've won the Oscars. You've won. I mean, you know, you're the best, of one of the best of all times. Why continue? You like that, huh? Yeah. Yeah, I said that to Al Pacino, too.
I know, I bet you did. I bet you said it to all these guys.
I told someone, Douglas, you know, that's what I do. I fight for Douglas, you know.
Don't worry.
Don't worry what?
I'll call you. Don't call me, all right?
It's $100 for the tie. You know, by the way, your two Cokes backstage cost me $18. So, you know, their hotel prices. Next time, stop by a 7-Eleven and just walk in and like.
Anybody ever get out to Disneyland when you're
no,
here?
No, we had this event last year at Disneyland and it went broke. Wow. Like, I literally broke the stage, went broke. And also, too, I had like a presidential suite and there were like literally 5,000 Mickey Mouses. And when the lights went off, I thought they were all staring at me. It was the creepiest shit. I was creeped out. And then apparently, they gave me the presidential suite, and John Travolta stayed the night before, and he was upset that I didn't get that suite. And
he didn't get it.
No, he didn't get it. But with his kids.
Did they hose it down before you got in there?
Yeah, I don't know, but they don't like me. He don't like me now again. You know, I made him like do grease, and just wasn't very happy about that. No. You know what I mean? But I got you now.
So you were gonna ask me. I'm just trying to catch up with
you,
JT.
Hold on. You see what I'm doing? You see this? Watch this. I'm wearing pants, but underneath it, there's no underwear. Don't worry, Michael. My lawyers are red over there.
Yeah. But then why'd you dye your bush?
I'm being patriotic. It's election day.
I see.
And also, in your honor, I carved up a star just for you. It has your name on it.
Thank you. You're about to say to something, my beautiful wife, and why do I work? Is that what you're going to?
I don't know. That was like 20 minutes ago. We moved on to my bush. But back to that, yeah, why still do it? Like, why still, the movies, like, the grueling schedule, the all that stuff? I mean, is it just because, I mean, you don't have to, right?
Well, what else would I do? I mean, I don't know. Oh, God. I love what I'm doing. I mean, the most blessed thing that I have in my life is you talk about retirements and this and that. There's an actor I know who wants to retire. I mean, there's a couple of Gene Hackman. Was one or something, you lose the... But I love what I'm doing. I love it. I wouldn't know. I mean, I love golf, you know, and I guess I could find a couple other things. But when you enjoy what you're doing...
Does acting challenge you still? Because you've seen it all. You've seen it.
Well, it's not just acting. It's, you know, I also produce, you know. So for me, and I guess this kind of separates me from a lot of actors, is the fact that I do produce. So for that reason, when I see a piece of material, it's gold. Material is all of what it's about. It's not about the part. It's about
the material.
It's a piece of material that I think is good. A piece of material. But this is only as good as. I mean, how are you going to put a movie together with one tie?
Oh, that's easy.
All right.
It's called Tied Together.
You guys gotta listen to this for 6 days? I said, Jesus.
All right.
I mean,
all right, 2-1, 2-1.
How much are you paying them? I said, how much?
I have to sell ties in order to pay you. You're not cheap, my friend.
No.
You're not cheap.
Yeah, these ties.
By the way, I didn't get a senior citizen. I didn't get a senior citizen discount, I'll tell you that. I think I got an upcharge.
That's why I'm working.
So I have to ask you a question. Okay, I need your advice. So I'm dealing with a crazy stalker. Fatal attraction type bunny shit without the sex. What do I do? Batshit crazy. Like, woo!
A stalker.
Stalker without the sex, but the bunny shit. It's like my face.
A stalker, no sex, but a boiled bunny?
Yeah, kind of. But the bunny is JT.
So like a stalker goes around and goes, woo, 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 and what's the boiled bunny?
No, it's worse than the woo, 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 woo.
Really?
It's worse.
It's serious?
So I'm trying to like deal like how did, like you did a movie, Fatal Attraction.
JT, with a movie, you know how it ends. That's great, you know.
I forgot, how does it end? I just remember the sex one time, and then
so
you're like, woo.
You have a stalker problem?
Oh, my God, the biggest stalker, you name it. I mean, it's the worst.
Is it motivated by your motivation?
It's motivated by an eye. It's really weird. You wouldn't understand.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's bad.
But nothing, you don't worry about being in a public arena situation.
Well, why do you think I'm next to you?
Well, I don't know.
But that's what I'm saying. So that's why they have security everywhere. It's gonna
really, be, I noticed that.
Yeah, there's everything.
Yeah, I'm looking for a blowgun in the back of my neck.
By the way, Michael Douglas went to the restroom. We collected his urine. So for $100.
I wish that was the case. He's testing me. I'm getting tested.
You know? Oh, no, you came out clear.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? So your cholesterol's a little low, my doctor said. But you're.
But are you serious?
Yeah,
you have a stalker issue? Have you shared that with your?
Oh fuck it! Yeah, they can read about it every day.
Really?
Yeah, it's really like crazy. Actually, it was so bad that they attempted not to have you come here. So that's how bad it was.
Wow.
It's a good thing you're not on social media. Are you on social media?
I remember the worst one I had was when we were doing Streets of San Francisco years and years ago, and there's a thing called the zebra killings that were going on and. Then we got word that, I had two actually, we had word that I was gonna be the next guy, you know, and to go. And we're out shooting on streets, you know, you're out looking at these tall buildings, looking around, and we had three officers who were working the crew undercover with protection things on. And I remember there's about 2 or 3 weeks there where I was a little nervous.
So I'm asking you, when you look back at your career and your life, what do you think is the biggest life lesson that you've learned?
Wow.
Other than you should have met me earlier. I'm sorry, I didn't hear. No.
I used to say trust your instincts, but I realized it was more a question, I had a good roll of the dice. My instincts were right on for a while, but normally what happens is you trust your instincts and you analyze the situation like a script. You read a script, oh, it moves you, makes you laugh. I'm excited about it, it's funny, sexy, whatever it is. Then I read it again analytically. I get rid of any emotions. I just see if it's structurally, if the script is structurally in a strong foundation. And then if I feel it's a strong foundation and I'm thinking about it, then I kind of continue on the path. So, I mean, that's what I've sort of have learned over the period of time, and tenacity. Some things come easy, some things don't.
How do you deal with negativity, critics, or someone saying, I hate this movie, you're a bad actor?
I don't spend a lot of time with critics because I've done it for myself rather than worrying about if there's an audience
reaction. So you don't read any
reaction.
Of that stuff?
No, I mean, I'll see it sometimes, but again, I was fortunate, kind of earlier on, trusting my instincts to have a degree of success that gave me the confidence to sort of like, to go with it and not try to guess. I mean, one of the good things I feel about in my career, what I get a lot, is people say, Michael Douglas, when I see your name, I don't know what it's going to be, but I know it's going to be good. And that makes me feel, good. Thank you. So,
I like the game. The game was such a good, movie.
You know why you liked it, JT? Because you couldn't tell what the ending was. The game was really good that way. The game is one of those few pictures where you couldn't guess where the hell this movie's going. And that's the unfortunate thing. That's why I love sports so much. Because sports, you never know what's going to happen at the end. Most movies, you sit there halfway through, and you kind of guess, I bet that. See, I knew it. That's what happened.
So you, now you're saying your movie on Netflix and things like that. You've seen the industry kind of change and
change.
How it is too. Do you ever fear like I'm not going to be relevant anymore to a new generation or to a stuff like that? Like, does that pass your mind? Even though your name like
plays? Well, to the end, I'm pretty soon. I'm not going to be relevant. Even God bless my father, 102.
You and I can go on the road together. We do this show.
We can do that.
Wait, we do
we
this.
We can do that. But
we can do this joking. can you do it? Can we do it together?
Can we do it?
Okay, wait. Hold on. One, two, three. Mm-hmm. That's good. So I just paid you $500,000 to do that. That's pretty awesome. Let's do it again.
Make sure you do what you made me do for that one.
By the way, I have an itch. Just to let you know, it's itchy.
It's kind of hard.
Are you wearing underwear?
It's kind of hard to keep your train of thought with you, you know? And I'm trying to remember what we were talking about last.
Well, we were talking about the Diet Coke, $8 each, $16.
No, that was about 20 minutes ago, JT. I was a little
3-1. Wild. See, that tie definitely made you smarter.
It did.
Yeah.
It's tight enough. Jeez.
I have no idea what we're talking about, but what I'm going to do to try to recover my thoughts, we've got amazing people. Is this pretty good? So I've got some of my clients from all over the world. Literally, you have 76 countries and nationality here, 2,500 people. They've been here all day.
I hope most of them speak English.
Some of them are on, like happy drug. You know, it's German medicine. It's a long story. You get it. We'll try.
Was that in the first 5 hours before I came
here?
Yeah,
it really was. Yeah, it was killing time until you came.
I got it.
And you were stuck. You spent 5 hours in traffic to get here.
Oh, there's a clock.
Yeah, there's a clock. No, but that's my clock.
That's your clock.
Yeah, it's
10, 9,
8, 7, 6.
Okay, here we go, guys.
4, 3, 2,
1. Ann Archer, my wife.
Shh, get a moment. Study. No.
Daddy!
What?
Where are you going? Dad!
All right, I'm gonna reenact this, and we're gonna do what we do. This is my son, his name is JT. I borrowed him. You can go to rentasun.com, it's amazing.
Did you say JD?
His name is JT, yeah.
And this is your son then?
No, I rented him. But his real name is JT, I figured he'd get cheaper.
JT.
Yeah, because if you match a son with a son, you get a discount.
I know the alphabet.
Yeah, I know, I'm just in case, you know what I mean? So. You know, we're going to reenact this, and we're going to give you the final word, all right? So, all right? All right, you have my cue?
No!
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Douglas, Crazy Bunny!
I think I believe found it. Good job.
Have a nice evening, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.